That's it. Nobody stands up Helen Chapel. I can't believe this. Huh. Oh, yeah, you bet I'll leave a message at the beep. Hey, Michael. Guess what? I never wanted to go out with you anyway. You know, I got better things to do than to spend another boring evening with you hearing about your therapy breakthrough. You know, I'm so glad that you found the child within you, because at least now you have somebody to laugh at your stupid jokes. So as far as I'm concerned, Michael.
Helen, I'm so sorry I'm late, but my car broke down in Hyannis and I barely caught the last flight out. And I just didn't want to miss our date.
Oh, God, Michael, terrorists have invaded the airport, and they made me say that. Oh, God, here they come again. Oh, God. Oh, oh, Michael, what a day I've had. Have I got a story to tell you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Helen, coffee, please.
Coming right up. Ooh, nice gloves.
Thank you. They are made out of genuine calf skin. My uncle makes them in Italy for only $10 a pair.
My goodness, I've seen gloves like those in Macy's for $100.
Mm. Well, if you like, I can order some for all of you. But they are custom made, so I need to trace your hands on a piece of a paper and fax them to him.
Great, thanks, I'm in, huh?
Okay, Helen, one pair.
Oh, I'll take one.
Faye, one pair.
No, just one glove. I lost one just like that a few years ago. The left one. Or was it the right one? Well, I'll tell you what, I'll take one of each.
Faye, one pair.
I want a pair for my mom. I'll go trace my hand right now.
Oh, but it won't fit her.
Exactly. Then she'll give them to me.
Oh, hello. Alex Lambert, helicopter pilot from heaven.
Oh, wow. Sell my soul to the devil for her.
I drag myself naked across broken glass just to kiss one of her footprints.
Yeah, well, I would walk across hot coals to get to that ground glass.
Yeah, well, I would doggy paddle across a pool of hungry piranhas.
Oh, stop it! You are terrible. I'd take you both over my knee, except I'm afraid you'd like it.
Excuse me, Joe, I'm going over there to ask her out.
Oh, yeah, right, you haven't got a chance.
Yes, I do. I'm wearing my lucky shorts. Yeah, got him. Morning, mind if I join you?
Free country, Slick.
Slick, boy. I really love when you call me that nickname. It's like we have our own little shorthand.
It's because I can't remember your name.
Listen, I'm putting together a little party this Saturday on my boat. A bunch of people and myself are going to get together and watch the parade of tall ships. Would you like to come along?
Oh, what the hell? Sure.
Well, excuse me?
I know how this little dance would play out. You'd keep asking, and I'd keep refusing, and I'd finally get sick of it and give in. So let's just skip the parry and thrust stuff and go out.
Well, that's great. That's great. That's great. But I see no reason to rush past that parry and thrust stuff.
See you Saturday, Slick.
Okay.
Yes, 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 yes. She is going up with me. Yes, Alex, me.
I gotta admit, I'm a little disappointed. I thought Alex had better taste in men than to go out with you.
Well, obviously, she doesn't. Lowly, listen, how much would it cost to rent a decent boat for one day? You know, nothing elaborate, just something that would impress a very special lady.
One day?
Yeah.
$300-$400.
Yikes. Okay, well, on a totally different subject, can I borrow your boat on Saturday?
Sure.
Really? Oh, that's great. That's great, man. I owe you one. What a baby.
You've probably heard this before, Brian, but you have very soft lips.
Morning, Joe. How are you?
Okay. Who am I kidding? I'm not okay. I had a chance to ask Alex out the other day, and I didn't. Brian did, got a date, and to make matters even worse, he didn't even sleep at home last night. You know, this is so typical. That guy always lucks out. It never fails. It's been like that ever since we were kids. I remember once I bet him $10.
Joe, that how are you is a rhetorical question.
What's wrong with you?
You know, all you ever do is talk about Alex. I mean, I like her and everything. She's really nice. But no woman wants to hear a guy go on and on about some other woman. So in the future, I would appreciate if you would consider how I feel.
Helen, I am sorry. You're absolutely right. So do you think he slept with her? You're not going to believe what happened to me. No, no, look, I don't want to hear what happened. I don't want to hear about your conquest of Alex.
No, I didn't
sleep with Alex? I sank Lowell's boat. Oh. Thank God.
Oh, no, you don't understand. I sank Lowell's boat.
What? How did that happen?
Oh, I briefly, I left the wheel. Ran right into a 60-foot cabin cruiser.
You couldn't see a 60-foot cabin cruiser coming?
Excuse me, but I'm supposed to be able to pour champagne, serve hors d'oeuvres, and keep my eyes peeled for every little bump that's on the horizon?
Wait. What smells like gasoline?
Ah, that'd be me, Joe. I spent the night in the fuel shed.
Stop!
You ever consider you might be standing next to someone who slept in a pool of gasoline? Some people.
Lowell,
listen, I have something that I have to say to you. I sank your boat. It's at the bottom of the harbor.
My house? My boat? My houseboat? My boat. Everything I owned was on that boat. My clothes, my tools, my grandfather's photographs.
No. What were they, family pictures?
Yeah, right. That's what they were. Family pictures. My boats! What am I going to do? Where am I going to go?
Joe, help me out here. Say something to console him, will you?
It went down quick.
Listen to me. It's all my fault. You know what? Why don't you come live with me and Joe?
Yeah, that's a great idea, Brian. Why don't you come and live with us?
Come on, he's not going to be in any trouble. I'll take care of him.
Sure, you say that now, but I'm the one who ends up having to feed him and clean up after him.
Joe.
Okay. Only until we can find him a good home.
Did you hear that, Woody? What do you say, Loli?
Well, I don't know. Would I have my own room?
Well, yeah, sure. You can sleep in the small bedroom downstairs.
The small one? He sank my boat!
All right, we'll work something.
My room has to face the ocean. I can't go to sleep unless I can hear the waves.
Well, the only bedroom that faces the ocean is my bedroom.
He sank my boat!
Oh, I sank his boat, Joe!
All right, fine. Yeah, he can sleep in my bedroom. I'll sleep downstairs, okay?
Okay.
Well, okay.
Okay. And listen, Lowell, if there's anything you need, okay, anything at all, just ask Brian, okay?
Well, first thing, I'm going to need some clothes.
Sure. Well, Joe's about your size. Joe, you'll take care of him, right?
I really like this jacket.
My leather jacket? Come on, Lowell.
He sank my boat!
Five seconds left. Boom, Michaela hits this three-pointer and...
Good morning, sleepyheads. You know, I hope no one takes exception to fresh-cut flowers. I just can't resist them myself. Well, listen, Joe, when you need your shirt, it's hanging in your closet. I pressed it last night for you. Here you go. Brian, I took the liberty of logging and labeling all of your videotapes. And listen, when the two of you go to take a shower, be very careful in the bathroom because I just waxed the floor.
Oh? What do I smell that is so heavenly?
I'm just heating up some of Mother Mather's family fry bread. Its preparation is a secret, but since we're roomies now, I can share it with the two of you. It's thick-cut bread, dipped in egg batter, you sprinkle a little cinnamon, and then you just throw it in the skillet and fry it.
Well, that's French toast.
Sure. Now.
Oh, you didn't have to go through all this trouble.
Where on earth did you learn your way around the kitchen?
Oh, from my mother. The woman was a saint. I mean, sure, she wasn't book smart, and she did have that fling with communism back in the 50s. But when it came to teaching the whys and wherefores of good housekeeping, well, she just had no peer. hold on, Brian. Don't drink that. I can see from here the orange juice is way too pulpy. Listen, I'm just going to run it through a cheesecloth, have it back to you in a jiffy.
My friends, good news. Your gloves have arrived for me.
Oh, great. They're already here.
Here you go.
Oh, they're soft. They're nice and really, really big.
What is this, some kind of joke?
I don't understand. I did everything right. I traced your hands. I put the drawings in the fax machine, pushed the blue button.
Oh, brilliant. You were supposed to push the green button. You enlarged them, pasta head.
Your uncle must think we're a race of giants.
Yes. It says here, your large friends are very famous in our village. He also wants you to know that he makes shoes.
Oh, great.
You know, I'm not paying for these.
Of course not. It's my fault. I'll take them. I can donate them to some charity. Maybe needy children with bad swelling.
Man, I can't wait to see what Lowell made us for lunch today.
He's gonna have to go a long way to beat yesterday's veal Prince Orloff.
What is that? Ooh, that smells great.
It appears to be marinated roast beef on rosemary toast.
With arugula and olive tapenade.
Order's up, Roy. Tuna melt.
Goody, the Cadillac of melted food.
Boy, I gotta tell you, I'm almost glad I sank Lowell's boat. These have been the happiest 3 days of my life.
Me too, I'm telling you.
Yeah, maybe Lowell would come and stay with me for a while. I could sure use a little help around the house.
You stay away from him, you understand? He's ours.
Okay. It was just a thought. Oh,
the nerve on that woman.
Oh, no. Oh, no. It's Lowell's check from the insurance company.
Are you kidding me? What kind of insurance company comes through that quick?
Now we're going to lose him.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, what if his insurance company behaved like a real one and took forever to send him the money, huh?
Oh, come on. What are you saying? We hide his check? We can't do that. It'd be dishonest. That's
Joe,
terrible.
Joe, look in the bottom of your bag.
Tiny mints and a moist towelette.
What do I smell this morning?
Belgian waffles.
Brian, look what I found in your room this morning. Didn't anyone ever teach you where dirty dishes go?
Well, Lowell, I like to eat a sandwich in bed while I watch TV. Sometimes I raise the degree of difficulty and bring in a woman.
There's a place in the house for eating, and there's one for watching television.
Lowell, I'm aware of the layout, but that's the way I like to do it, so lighten up, okay?
Hey, who wants you to eat in the kitchen? It's a small price to pay
for all this. No, look at all this.
Lowell, listen, I'm sorry. You're right. From now on, I will never bring food out of the kitchen.
Okie dokie? Would anyone care for fresh blueberries on their waffle?
Yeah. You have fresh blueberries?
Yes. I got up early this morning, and while I was waiting for the first coat of paint to dry on the garage door, I said to myself, idle hands are the devil's workshop. So I picked some berries.
I raised my voice to him. What do I smell this morning?
Oh, man. Eggs Benedict.
Woo.
Morning. Joe, ho. What are you doing? You're putting ketchup on Eggs Benedict? I've prepared a creamy hollandaise for that.
I just like ketchup on my eggs.
Maybe it's about time you learned another way, mister.
Look, Lowell, I'm eating all mine. What do I smell this morning?
Crepes a l'orange. But you get cold cereal, little mister. When we stay out late, we call ahead so that someone is not at home preparing a dinner that goes uneaten. Is this your personal milk carton, Joe Hackett? I don't think so.
Mole's gone.
Yeah. Tonight we eat like the good old days. Out of the pan, standing up over the sink.
Just tell him that check came in this morning's mail.
We've got a little problem here. Check is gone.
What?
Well, yeah, look for yourself.
Hold on. Just think. Where did you see it last?
It's in the car. That's why I'm rummaging in the desk. Come on, help me out just a little bit.
Hey, guys, I was just wondering. What's going on in here?
We lost something. It's of vital importance. If we don't find it, we're in real trouble.
Oh, what is it? Alex's phone number?
Heck, no. It's a check. And if we don't find it, we're dead, okay? Wait a second, Joe. Where is Alex's phone number?
The brains are in their boxers.
Listen, Lowell's check is gone, okay? It's lost. We've got to tell him.
Okay.
Joe, Brian, right on time, I see.
Hello. Yeah.
I've prepared a beef Wellington that would put a smile on the face of Duke Wellington himself.
Lowell, before we eat, we have something we need to talk to you about.
Do you mind if we discuss it during dinner? Because I'd like to say grace now. Bow your heads. Dear Lord, thank you for the bounty before us. On a personal note, I'd like to thank you for my two good friends, Joe and Brian Hackett. Joe being the one with his elbows on the table. As you know, I'm expecting my insurance check any day, you willing. And with it, I'll finally be able to start my life over again. But I'd like to thank you for Joe and Brian. The generosity of their selfless act. Bless them, dear Lord, for making me a part of their family. You guys have anything to add before I sign off?
Oh, no, it's a good job.
It's a good job, Lowell.
Amen. Okay, so you guys tell me what you think about this.
Well, it appears to be some sort of letter.
It's my insurance check. I found it this morning when Joe sent me to get the keys to the airplane. Wasn't it enough that you sank my boat, Brian? Were the two of you going to steal my money as well?
There was a reason we were holding it.
Don't try to cover up. I figured out what your plan was.
You did?
Yes. You were going to wait for me to sign my weekly time card, forge my signature on that check, and then take my money and run off to the Caribbean. Where then, you would buy a beachfront property in the tax-free Cayman Islands, all the while living like kings as you smuggled guns and cigarettes to revolutionaries in South America. Just waiting for Castro to fall, so you could return gambling to Cuba, exploiting, like the cutthroats before you, a once proud people.
Ashley Lowell, we did it because we wanted you to stay with us a little longer.
You expect me to believe a story like that?
Well, it's true. Well, it's true. You were treating us so well, we didn't want to lose you. Of course, now that you got your check, I'm sure you're going to want to...
I had no idea that you guys felt that way. I mean, with everything that's happened to me recently, the divorce, my boat sinking, you have no idea how good it feels to be needed again. I can't even imagine what my life would be like without you guys.
Aren't you even a little curious?
No way. If you guys want me to stay around, then I'm gonna stay around for good. Or longer. You'll excuse me for a minute.
So what do you think? Well, lose the spoon. He's a pretty good roommate.
Lowell, listen, since you're gonna stay, I just have one request. Could you just lighten up a little bit? I mean, the rules, the regulations, the hitting.
Yeah, I guess it's a lot to expect for you guys to fall in line overnight. I'll give a little if you will.
Yeah, sure.
All right, great, all right. Oh, listen, I still owe you dinner. How about I whip up a quick shrimp Louis with homemade Russian dressing?
Louis? I love a Louis.
All right. Well, you just leave it all to me, and you guys go and relax. Okay. Wash your hands, and I'll take care of everything. Okay. And I'll be checking under those nails.